السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله. I hope that all of you are doing well. So today we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-An'am. And today's lesson, inshallah, is going to begin from ayah number 47 until ayah number 51. So we'll start off first with the recitation of these ayat, and then we'll move on to our analysis, inshallah. So we'll begin recitation from the start of this lesson, from ayah number 47, if y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we read. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أرأيتكم إن أتاكم عذاب الله بغتة أو جهرة هل يهلك إلا القوم الظالمون وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ فَمَنْ آمَنَ وَأَصْلَحَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ والذين كذبوا بآياتنا يمسهم العذاب بما كانوا يفسقون قل لا أقول لكم عندي خزائن الله ولا أعلم الغيب ولا أقول لكم إني ملك إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي قل هل يستوي الأعمى والبصير أفلا تتفكرون وأنذر به الذين يخافون أن يحشروا إلى ربهم ليس لهم من دونه ولي ولا شفيع لعلهم يتقون. So that is our lesson, ayah number 47 to ayah number 51. We'll go back to the beginning of this ayah from 47, inshallah, and look at the analysis. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أرأيتكم. So here we begin with a heavy letter, قاف, and لام has a سكون. It is also a letter of توسط, so we are going to rest on this for a little bit. قل أرأيتكم. Here, ra in this case is going to be heavy because there is a fatha here. And then a, this is going to be madlin, maddan ma, 1.5. So we are going to kind of ease that hamza into the ya sound. Now here we have two hamzas with a fatha. As we know, a hamza comes from the throat and it's going to come from the lower throat. So as we are saying this letter, we do want to make sure that there is a little bit of sharpness and a little bit of jerkiness as we are saying this letter. So make sure that it is coming from the throat and you can feel it coming down closer to the chest. We are not bringing it up to the top of the throat near the jowf. Okay, so we are going to say a, ra, a, a. So you can kind of hear that it's echoing a little bit in the throat. You can feel a little bit of movement, almost like a hiccup. This is going to be closer towards the bottom of the throat. And it's very important that whenever we see a hamza, we do give it a little bit of that sharp sound. Because we're going to see within the same verse, also in hamza here, again, we have hamza. So we want to make sure that it has a little bit of sharpness and you are saying it very clearly. We don't want to kind of merge this into the jowf and turn it into a med letter. So just something to be aware of, because in this ayah, there are some words that are beginning with hamza. So we do want to make sure that as they are coming, we are saying them where the proper hamza is supposed to come from, which is the lower throat. So here we will very sharply and very clearly say this hamza. A, ra, ay. So make sure that you are saying this clearly. Some people do kind of bring it up into the jowf and they say araytum, araytum. So it's like not very clear. So just something to be aware of and something to be cautious of as we are reading the words with this letter. And then here, أَرَأَيْتَكُمْ, meme here has توسط. We are going to rest on this for a little bit. In أَتَكُمْ, نون here has توسط as well. This is a letter of إِذْهَار because we see there is نون ساكن followed by the letter Hamza, which is one of the letters of the throat as we just covered. So whenever we have a نون ساكن or تنوين followed by a throat letter, we are going to make that نون sound very clear. And when that noon sound is clear, we will also give it to wasut. So just rest on this for a moment. In ataakum. Here again, we have hamza. It's a little bit of that sharp sound coming from the lower throat. Ataakum. This is going to be a two count med asli. And then meme here again is going to have to wasut. Adhabullahi. That here is light. So make sure that you don't make this heavy and say adhab. This is going to be adhabullahi. Name of Allah here is going to be heavy. The letter before has a dhamma, making that lam in the name of Allah heavy as well. Baghtatan. Ghain is going to be heavy. And then it is also a letter of rikhawa. So we are going to rest on this. It is not a letter of qalqala. It is not part of kutub jad. So we are not going to bounce on this. So we're not going to say bagh. We're just going to rest. Baghtatan. And then here again, this is a nun sakin or a tanween followed by the throat letter hamza. So this is going to be a very clear nun sound. You can also give this the wasut as well. Baghtatan. Oh. Oh, this is madlin. 1.5 madden ma. Jahratan. Ha is going to be from the lower throat. This is going to come from the chest. And we do want to make sure that we give it proper humps, meaning that as we say this letter, there is almost like a sigh coming from deep in the chest. We have some air coming up from deep in the chest. Give it a little bit of breath after we have stopped this letter. Ja, ja. This is going to come from the lower chest again. Try not to bring it up into the middle of the throat and say ja, ja, and ja. You can kind of hear one is deeper coming from the chest and the other is lighter coming from the throat. So we don't want to make sure that we are not bringing it from the middle of the throat. It shouldn't be like a warm, breathy sort of sound. It should be like a sigh from the chest. Ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Jahratan hal. This is going to be again idhar. We have nun sakin followed by one of the throat letters. So nun sound here will have tawassut. Hal lam has tawassut. Rest on this for a moment. Yuhlaku. Again, we have ha with a sukun. So give it some humps. Make sure it's coming from the chest. Illa. This is going to be a two count med. Illal. Lam is going to have tawassut. Qawm. Qaf is going to be heavy. And then this is madlin. Maddal ma. 1.5. Qawmul zalimun. Dha is going to be heavy. This is going to be a two count med. So pull this for two counts. Zalimun. Here we are going to end this on a four count. Mad'arid lissukun. Then in the next ayah, ayah number 48, wama, this is going to be a two count med. Nurusil, ra here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a dhamma. Nursilul, lam has tawassut. Mursalin, ra here is going to be heavy. It also has tawassut. Mursalina, illa, lam has a shadda. So make sure that you are repeating this letter twice. Mubashirina, ra in this case is light because it has a kasra. Wamundirin, ra here again is light because it has a kasra. And then we end here on nun sakin with tawassut. Faman, here nun has a tawassut. It also has idhar because the next letter is a letter of the throat. Faman, amana, this is going to be a two count med. Wa aslaha, sad is going to be heavy. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Fala, two count med. Khawfun, khaw, this is heavy. Kha. And then also this is madlin, madden ma, 1.5. Khawfun, this is going to be idhar. We see that there is a tanween followed by the letter ayn, which is a throat letter. Alayhim, this is madlin, madden ma. Alayhim, meem has tawassut. Wala, this is a two count med. Hum, meem has tawassut. Yahzanun, ha again is going to be from the middle of the throat. Make sure you give it some humps and make sure that it is coming from the middle of the throat and not from the chest. So instead of saying yah, from the chest, we are going to bring this up into the middle of the throat. Yeah, yeah, zanun. And then we end here on a four count. Mada'id lissukun. Ayah number 49, وَالَّذِينَ, this is going to be a two-count mad. كَذَّبُوا, ذَال has a shadda here, so also give it some dikhawa. كَذَّبُوا, you are going to feel a little bit of buzzing on the tip of your tongue because of the makhraj of this letter. So allow that to happen, especially because we have that double letter, we have the shadda here. كَذَّبُوا, this is going to be a two-count mad. بِآ, this is a two-count mad badal because the hamza is coming before the alif. Yeah, this is a two-count mad. Tina, this is again going to be a two-count mad. So all of these are two-count mad. Bi'a, yeah, Tina, all of them are two counts. Make sure that these counts stay consistent. يَمَسُّهُمُ الْعَذَابِ, Sin has a shadda here. And it also has safir, so there is going to be a little bit of whistling as we say this letter. يَمَسُّهُمُ الْعَذَابِ, Lam is going to have tawassut, Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. عَذَاب, that is going to be a two-count mad. عَذَابُ بِمَا, this is again a two-count mad. كَا, this is a two-count mad. نُ, this is a two-count mad. يَفْ سُكُون, that is going to have hemp. So make sure that you do allow a little bit of air to escape as you say this letter with sukun. And then qaf here is going to be heavy. It is one of the permanently heavy letters. Khusadah linkith. And then this is going to be a four count. Mada'arid lissukun. Ayah number 50. Kulla. This is going to be a four count med. We see that the med and the hamza are within two separate words. So this is going to be med ja'iz munfasil. Kulla. Four count mad. Akulu, qaf is going to be heavy. Lakum, mim has tawassut. Rindi, this is going to be ikhfa. So we have noon sakin and we are going to hide this within the next letter's makhraj, which is the letter dal. Rindi, khazainullah. Kha, this is going to be heavy. Za, this is a four count mad. Now we see the alif and the hamza are within the same word. So this is going to be mad wajib muttasil. The hamza and the med are within one word. So we are going to pull this for four counts. Khaza'inullahi. So kha is heavy, but za is light. So make sure that the med also does not become heavy. But the lam in the name of Allah is heavy. So we are going to make this heavy because the letter before has a lamma. Khaza'inullahi. Wala a'lamu. This is again going to be a four count med. Alif and hamza are within two separate words, and this is going to be a four count med. So we are going to pull this for four counts. Wala a'lamu al-ghayb. Ayn is going to have tawassut, so make sure that you do kind of spend a little bit of time on this letter, and this is going to be closer to the middle of the throat. A'lamu al-ghayba. Ghayn, this is going to be heavy, and then this is madlin, maddan ma, 1.5. Wala, this is going to be a four count med. This is going to be mad ja'iz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Akulu, qaf is going to be heavy. Lakum, mim has tawassut. Inni malak. Noon here has shadda, so do make sure that you give it a proper ghunna. Spend a little bit of time and emphasize this letter because it is repeated twice. Inni. So here you can hear that ghunna, that it's going up into the nose, and we are just going to emphasize and spend a bit of time on that. Inni malak. Gaf here is going to have a sukun because I am stopping here. Make sure that there is a little bit of humps. There's going to be a little bit of air after you have stopped saying this letter. Malak. So just give it a little bit of air. In. Noon has tawassut. At-tabi'u. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Illa ma yuha ilay. Illa is a two-count med. Ma is a two-count med. Yu is a two-count med. Ha ilay. Ha is going to be a four-count med. This is going to be med ja'iz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. And then here we have ilayya. Because I'm stopping here, I am going to emphasize this ya. Give it a bit of nabe because the shadda on the ya should be emphasized so that we know that there was a shadda here. So we are going to say ilay. So give it a little bit of emphasis and a little bit of pressure on the roof of your mouth to show that there was a shadda here. Qul, lam has tawassut. Hal, lam has tawassut. Yastawi, sin has safir, so it's going to have a little bit of a whistling sound. Yastawil, lam has tawassut. A'ma, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat and it also has tawassut. Ma, this is a two-count med. Wal basir, lam has tawassut. Sad here is going to be heavy. And then we also have a ra here.
So this surah is going to be light because we see that the letter before is a kasra and then a ya. So ra here will be light as well. والبصير أفلا, this is going to be a two count mad. تتفكرون, ra in this case is going to be heavy and then we end here on a four count. Mad, and then this is going to be mad عارض للسكون and noon has توسط. وأنذر, this is going to be إخفاء, so we are going to hide the noon sound within the letter ذال. وأنذر, ra in this case is going to be light because the letter before has a كسرة. به الذين, lam has a شدة, and then ذي, this is going to be a two count مد. يخا, this is a two count مد. فو, this is again going to be a two count مد. So make sure that all of these count مدود are all the same number, the same length, and make sure that you are remaining consistent throughout your recitation. أي يحشروا, this is going to be إدغام, so we see that there is a noon ساكن, and the إدغام letters are يرملون, and then ينمو are the letters of إدغام with غنة, so we are going to make this إدغام with غنة, meaning that it is going to go up into the nose, and we are going to merge this noon sound within the ياء. أي أي, and you can hear that it is going up in the nose, and then I am like kind of hiding that noon or merging this noon within the ya. يحشروا, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. يحشروا, ra is going to be heavy, and this is going to be a four count med. It is med jaiz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Ila, this is going to be a two count mud. Rabbihim, ra is going to be heavy, and then meem here is going to have tawassut, so we are going to rest on that for a moment. Laysa, this is madlin, madan ma, 1.5. Lahum min, again, this is going to be idgham. We are going to merge this meem within the second meem, so this is going to get merged together, and it also has ghunna, so make sure that it is going up into the nose for quite a bit of time because the meem also has a shadda on top. لهم, so you can hear that I am spending a bit of time on this and just making sure that I do bring it up into the nose properly and give it the proper time that is needed. And then within that same word من دونه, this is going to be إخفاء, so نون ساكن is going to be hidden within the next مخرج of the letter, which is ذال. دونه, this is going to be a two count مد. دونه, he is also a two count مد. This is going to be مد صلة صغرى because we see there is that حاء ضمير and the letter after has a فتحة. So this is حاء ضمير مد صلة صغرى. This is going to be a two count مد. وليون, this is going to be a ياء with a شدة. So do make sure that you are bringing the tongue up towards the roof of the mouth and applying a little bit of pressure to emphasize this شدة. وليون ولا, this is going to be إدغام. We see that there is نون ساكن followed by the letter واو or a تنوين followed by the letter واو, which is part of يرملون. These are the إدغام letters, and then ينمو are the letters of غنة. So we are going to bring this up into the nose and then hide that نون sound within the واو. وليون ولا, this is going to be a two count مد. شفيع لعلهم, شفيعل, this is going to be إدغام, but this is one of the letters that are not part of the غنّة letters. So this is going to be لام and را, which are not letters that have غنّة, meaning we are not going to bring this up into the nose at all. There is not going to be any نون sound. Instead, we will simply merge the sound within the لام and not bring this up into the nose. So we will say شفيعل لعلهم, شفيعل. So I'm not saying noon, I'm just going to merge the straight into the lam, and we don't have to bring it up into the nose at all. لَعَلَّهُمْ, عَيْن is going to be from the middle of the throat. Meem here has the wasut. يَتَّقُونَ, and then قَاف here is going to be heavy, and then we end here on a four count. مَدَعَرِدْ لِلسُّكُونَ. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 47 to ayah number 51. Inshallah, in the next class, we will continue from ayah number 52. جزاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.